This morning with Jen and Friends, we're seeing double with our positive athletes in studio. We have identical twins, Fisher and Hunter from Allatoona High School in Cobb County. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We're really excited to hear from you guys to inspire others about becoming positive athletes. You know, we have heard a lot about the program and how it puts the spotlight on just great humans doing great things. And that totally defines you guys. You guys have overcome a lot that you have gone through in your life and decided to be positive about it. So can you share a little bit of your story on what makes you positive athlete? Hunter, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So 2015, just a normal lifestyle, and then everything kind of went downhill from there. We had a big tragedy, a domestic violence event, and you know, like a bunch of kids could have took it like, oh my gosh, like it's over, but nah, you got to use it for like let's get it, grind starts, and just kept grinding, made the varsity baseball team freshman year. I don't know, we've just been grinding ever since. Can't let the grind stop though.
And you guys are identical twins. Are you pretty close?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Is there anything opposite about you?
No.
Not too much.
Now, Fisher, tell me about what you all went through and what you learned.
So, like, obviously, like Hunter said, we would have, like, took something pretty big. Like, we took a, like, I like to say, like, we took a big hit and we fell down, but we got back up and didn't hold the negativity with us. We kind of, like, used it and translated it into positivity, mm-hmm. and kind of like ran off that, and like we had each other, so like I think that was huge for us, mm-hmm. and we kind of like wanted to show people like, yeah, you can throw something at us, but we're gonna like come back and show you we can take it. And I know that's what life is, it's throwing stuff at you, but unfortunately for us it happens and we've overcome it. Like it stays with us, but that's what keeps pushing us to show like I can do what you're doing, but I've had something worse happen to me.
Was there ever a moment when you were at the lowest of your low where you just thought about giving up? Just thought about saying, you know what? Can't get any better than this. Like, this is my life now. This is what's going to happen to me. I mean, you just wanted to give up?
I wouldn't say, like, the lowest point of my life, because obviously, like, the day, like, the domestic violence incident happened was the lowest day of my life probably, because mm-hmm. I didn't even know it. My mom was in the hospital. I was at football practice. None of that stuff I was given till the next day. So all this stuff's going on. I'm just living the normal lifestyle with my grandparents. But, you know, that's probably the lowest day of my life. But then, like, it's progressed then and then and then. Mm-hmm. And obviously sports has, like, helped me and my brother out tremendously. And all of my coaches, like, I couldn't ask for better coaches. Yeah. Like, family, friends.
You guys are two sport athletes, right?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Baseball and football.
Yes, ma'am.
And so talk about that team culture and how that team has surrounded you guys going through what you've went through.
A lot of the team, you know, everyone knows our story at, like, Allatoona. Like, literally you look up our name and it's the first thing that pops up usually. So, like, everybody's, like, so sensitive. Like, they're not sensitive, but they're like, hey, like, these kids have been through something, but, like, look what they're doing now. Like, they're out here having fun, like, You'll never see me down. Like, I do not care. Like, it's just, you got to be positive. Life is too short. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're always, like, our coaches are, like, they always tell our, like, other players, like, Hunter and Fisher, like, they're always positive. Like, come on, let's get it. Mm-hmm. Like, even when we're, like, losing at football game, like, I'm still, like, let's go, boys. Let's go whip some butt. And, like, I don't know. Just, you can't let it get to you. Life is way too short for that to me.
And you guys lead by example, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, your life is the example of going through whatever you're going to go through and turning it into a positive. Do you find that family feeling in a team, Fisher?
Absolutely. So I think baseball is a big one for us because we're so, like, conjoined, and, like, the teammates, like, we always have each other's back, even in the classroom, outside of school. Like, even after the high school season's over, like, during high school season for football, like, the baseball guys are still there for me. The football guys are there for me. Like, I'm in football weight training. They're there for me right now. I'm in weight training with them right now during the baseball season. It's not even their season, but they're still, like, asking, hey, how's the season going? How's the season going? How you doing? You know, I'm updating them, and they're always, like, looking out for me, and I'm always like, hey, man, how you doing? But I'd say the family culture is just unbelievable at Allatoona.
That's so cool. That's one of the coolest things about sports, don't you think, Mark? Like,
and it brings everybody together. And yeah. Gentlemen, both of you being the leaders that you are, not just in the locker room, but in the school and in the community. I want to talk about you guys when the freshmen come in, okay? Because we've all been those wide-eyed freshmen, scared to death, not knowing what's going on. They look to you for some support and some encouragement. What do you tell them?
Well, when we were freshmen on the baseball team, we actually had that to us. We had a bunch of seniors, you know, the year before that, that we came, we had, they had a bunch of Yahoos on the team. And so the juniors that turned to seniors when we became freshmen, they were like our mentors. They took us under their wing, you know, they were like family to us, and we made a good run.
Yeah. So you fed off of them, and you've also used that to help mentor the kids these days.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, and I know neither one of you like to brag because you seem like very humble guys, but you've both won some pretty cool awards. Can you talk about those? That's Can I pry that out of you?
What
sure. are the awards that you've won, Hunter?
So freshman year, I was on the Cobb Gwinnett All-Star team. Like they pick kids from Cobb County and Gwinnett County, and then they play like a All-Star game basically. And like I got like went to a banquet and got like this plaque, and then played a game, and
so
the Cobb
cool.
County team won.
So awesome. And Fisher, what about you? I know you've got some awards on your resume, too.
Hunter's got me beat by a little bit, but I got, obviously, varsity freshman year for the baseball squad, 6'8", runner-up champ for baseball in 2018, our freshman year. Just recently, 6A state runner-up for the football. And then honorable mention for football, Cobb Leadership Program, we're in that. And then student of the day at Allerton High School, my freshman year.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, what you don't see right now is they have a list of all their awards in front of them. I have grocery lists that are shorter than their awards list. That's impressive, fellas. That's strong.
So impressive. And as a mom, I know that your mom is so proud of you. Talk about that relationship with your mom and what you guys have been through together as a family.
Before the incident, like, it's just like an everyday life. But like now that it's like different, like she has a disability, like in a wheelchair, it's a lot more help. And like people don't realize, like, oh my gosh, like she can like just roll around. No. Like it's a lot. Like you have to help her when she needs it and stuff. So we have Alexas, and when she needs help, hey Alexa, Hunter, come help. So I don't know, just convenient.
That's really cool. How are you guys coming together as a family?
I think we're amazing as a family. Like we're basically one. Like, she just got back from Norway with the Team USA team, just won gold with the Team USA disability water ski team. We're out playing summer ball, and like we're still like contacting. Our grandparents helped us out with that, with the summer ball. During the house, we're always, every day after school, hey, how was work or school, blah, 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 asking always each other. Like, we're always there for each other, like talking about stuff if we need something. But I'd say we're pretty tight as a family.
The trio.
Yeah. Total trio. And who nominated you all to become positive athletes?
I'm not like too like 100% sure, but I think our baseball coach and our football coach.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's who I think, though.
That's really cool. Well, you guys are really awesome examples of how to put positivity in your life. Do you think it is a choice?
Yes, for sure. It's a choice.
Every single day, right?
Yes. You have to wake up and want to be positive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and Positive Athletes is going to put you guys on a pretty cool stage here, and, you know, put you among, like, some really cool peers that are all playing high school sports and everything else. Does that make you feel good?
Absolutely. It makes us feel like, you know, there's other people out there like us, but maybe not with the same situation, mm-hmm. but they're still striving off something that they had to overcome. So mm-hmm. it kind of, like, shows us, hey, there's other people like this. Let's all come together, see what we can, like, make happen.
Yeah.
Sorry. So what's next for you, Superstars? Where are we going next?
So these two-time state runner champs are getting annoying.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
We're trying to, like, win it all this year for the baseball.
That's the mission. That's the mission, honestly.
That's
and
great.
You guys are seniors this year.
We're juniors.
Juniors this year. So you got one more year, senior year. Do you have your sights set on colleges yet?
We got a few.
Will you go together or separately?
I don't know. It's a good question.
If it happens, it happens, I guess. Yeah. But if it doesn't, it's not the end of the world, because we're going to be separated at one point in our life. And it's not like, wherever it happens, I guess.
Yeah. It just hasn't happened yet.
Nope.
Not
That's
yet.
Cool. That is really cool.
You know, Altoona's our biggest rival, Harrison High School, Hoya Hoya Saxa.
he had to get that in, didn't he?
Had to get that in a little bit. But, you know, these are a couple of Altoona students and players that I could really get behind and really support these guys. And it's just, guys, y'all are truly a positive athlete, and y'all are inspiration to your community. You may not realize it now. And I know a lot of people throw a lot at y'all and just, oh, you're great. But what you are doing is memorable, and it's unforgettable, and you're doing great things for the community. And don't ever lose your humbleness, and don't ever lose your great attitude, because it's such a great thing to see, especially in kids today, where you could have easily gone down a bad path. But man, you are doing so many great things for not just these students, but for your community as well, and you should be commended for that.
Appreciate it.
So there was somebody waking up today and listening to you guys, and they're just starting off in a bad mood, or they're struggling with something, they're just going through something really tough, what would be your advice for them?
I would honestly say, you know, when we wake up, like, obviously we know, yeah, we had it worse, but there's someone else out in the world that has it worse than us. Like, we had a pretty severe situation, but there's someone out there that's, like, trying to strive better than us. But we have to show them, like, hey, man, like, we can overcome something, like I said earlier, and, like, show nothing can stop us. Like, mm-hmm. We're immortal, kind of.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Put that negativity in the trash can, for sure.
Yeah.
Or use that negativity.
Go get after it. Yep. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing your story with us. We're so excited for you and Positive Athletes, and we're excited to shine a light on what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Now go back to school.